Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, ladies, put your imagination to work for just a second. Imagine you've been served a big, juicy steak broiled to a luscious brown. You cut into that rich red meat, and then you taste the tenderest steak you ever put in your mouth. That's a Kroger Tender Ray steak for you. Tender, it'll melt in your mouth. For it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And keep in mind that Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store and buy a tender roast or a big juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that you're treating your family to the finest beef value in town. Get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs doesn't know it yet, but young Dr. Evans has handed in his resignation at Heatherton Hospital and thrown away a brilliant future just to be nearer to her. This morning, Penny's thoughts are of Johnny Keith, and it's just because of those thoughts that Joel Evans wants to be in Rossville constantly. In the living room of her home, Penny says to her mother, Grace,
Mother, when do you think Johnny will be back in Rossville?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea, dear. Well, how can I, Penny? If you don't know, I certainly don't.
Well, I'd like to know, though. Golly, I've read his letter 100 times, hoping I'd find some hidden clue as to when he's leaving, but I couldn't find a thing.
I've been doing a little reading between the lines myself, in quite another way. And, Penny, I read a great deal into your interest in Johnny's arrival.
Yeah, well, you're anxious to see him, too, aren't you?
Of course I am. But I'm not bubbling over about it, and I'm not thinking about him every minute of the day.
I'm not either.
Well, maybe that is a slight exaggeration. But nevertheless, you're certainly more excited about Johnny's coming back to Rossville than you would be if you weren't deeply interested in seeing him.
Oh, Mother, of course I'm deeply interested in seeing him.
Well, I said deeply, darling. And there was a lot of meaning in the use of that word.
No, you put meaning where there is no meaning, then. Look, can't I be excited about seeing one of my oldest and dearest friends without having you think that it's something that just isn't true?
Well, I'll keep my thoughts to myself. I won't change them.
No, time will change them for you, then, whatever they are.
You know what they are.
Mother, I'm only interested in Johnny as a friend. It's been a long time since I've seen him. When he went to South Africa, I thought I'd never see him again. And now I'm excited just as I should be.
You're more than excited, Penny. You can scarcely contain yourself. And you know that you've asked me 10 times today if I had any idea when Johnny would be here?
I have not asked you 10 times. You're exaggerating.
10 times, darling. I've counted
them. Well, I do want to know. And I think it's awfully unfair of him not to tell me in his letter, too. Mother, when do you think he's coming home?
There's time number 11.
I don't care. I'll ask 1,000 times if it takes 1,000 times to get an answer.
Penny, you know you could get the right answer by asking just once if you just ask the right person.
And who is the right person?
The only one who knows, Johnny.
Oh, I don't want to ask Johnny.
Well, why not? Why don't you write him, or even better, send him a cablegram? You'll get an answer by tonight.
No, I don't want to do that. I've thought about it, but I'd rather not ask him.
But why, darling?
Because I wouldn't want him to know how anxious I am. He'd laugh at me and call me a little girl with a little girl's patience.
I think he'd be right, too. But I'm sure he wouldn't think that, dear. He'd be flattered to know you were that interested.
If he knew I were this interested, he might get the wrong idea. And I don't want him to do that.
Well, darling, if that's the way you feel, you're just going to have to wait until you hear from Johnny, or until you open the front door someday and find him standing there.
Oh, that'd be just like him. You know, he was always trying to surprise me. I never knew what to expect from him. Surprises me a little bit, as a matter of fact, that he even wrote that he was coming home. You know, it would have been typical of him.
You shouldn't refer to Johnny's return as coming home, Penny. You seem to forget that his home is in South Africa now.
I guess I do forget. Maybe that's on purpose. Oh, Mother, I like to think of Rossville as Johnny's home. I like to imagine he'll ring the doorbell once in a while and stay for dinner every now and then.
Every now and then? Why, I remember several years ago when he practically lived here.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it wasn't bad at all. I liked having him around. And when he stayed for dinner, he always helped with the dishes. And that's more than I can say for 99 out of 100 of your other boyfriends.
Yeah, or either girlfriends.
How true.
Oh, Mother, when do you think No, I will not ask that again. I won't.
That was almost time number 12,
yes,
wasn't
but
it?
But just almost.
Well, I still say if you'd write Johnny or send him...
No, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to sit here by the hour wondering either. I have work to do.
See, how's the community center coming along,
dear?
We'll
be ready to open soon. This time we won't put off the date, I hope.
Well, you do want everything ready before you open, Penny.
Oh, it'll be ready enough for you. We've set the opening for the week after next.
Mm.
Just what day hasn't been decided yet, though.
I understand Mayor Anderson is going to make one of the speeches.
Mm-hmm. That's why we haven't decided on the exact day for the opening. The mayor's office doesn't know yet what day the mayor will be free.
Well, I know it's going to be a thrilling thing, whatever day it is.
It'll be a relieving day. Yep, everything at the center will be in order by then. And Angela's taken most of the worries at the center off my mind.
Well, I imagine it'll be a treat for Angela to get out of the strict routine of a nurse working in a hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot more pleasant for her at the center than it had it in hospital, but that really isn't why she's quitting nursing to join me at the center.
Well, I never did know quite why she gave up nursing, Penny, but I rather imagine...
Her reason's the same as mine, darling.
What?
She wants to do all she can for young people as a sort of compensation for probably never having of her own to do things for.
Penny, I don't know why you two young girls feel that you'll never have children of your own.
Well, we hope we will, but we doubt it. Darling, I can't speak for Angela, but... I have a strange feeling that I'll never know the thrill of being a mother or the satisfaction of seeing a child of mine grow up to be a man or a woman.
Oh.
Mother, somehow, I feel that that's one of life's blessings that I'll always be denied.
That's silly, Penny.
I know, but it's a feeling. I have a terribly strong one.
But how? How can you feel that way? And why?
Well, why do I feel sad sometimes or glad sometimes? It's just a feeling I have. And feelings are sometimes just as hard to explain as if I... Well, as if I said the doorbell were going to ring this instant and it... rang.
Oh, good heavens, it did. All the look on your face.
You should have seen the look on yours. In fact, go see for yourself in the mirror right now. The look is still there.
It was a shock, Penny. But I hope you won't take it as a bad omen.
Oh, no, darling, I won't. Just a minute, I'm coming.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs.
Dr. Weston.
I was afraid maybe you wouldn't remember me. I'm Dr. Weston.
Oh, yes, I remember you, Dr. Weston. I was just so surprised to see you, I couldn't speak. Oh, come in. Don't
I hope I'm not intruding or
calling
at the wrong time.
No, you're not intruding. I was just about to leave at the center, but it's all right.
We'll only take a few minutes of your time, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Come in, come on. You remember my mother, don't you?
Well, if you don't mind, Miss Gibbs, I'd rather talk to you in private.
Well, yes, of course. There's nothing wrong, is there?
There's something very wrong, Miss Gibbs. Oh, it's not what you're thinking. Dr. Evans is quite well, I'm happy to say. But that's the only happy thing I have to say about him.
What do you mean, Dr. Weston?
I mean this. It may or may not be news to you, Miss Gibbs, that you exert a great influence over young Joel Evans.
Well, if I do, I assure you it's without any effort on my part.
I have already assured myself of that. I'm thoroughly convinced that the young man's stupid decision is entirely of his own making.
What do you mean, stupid decision? To do what?
To quit Heatherton Hospital.
Oh, no.
He handed me his resignation just yesterday, Miss Gibbs. But he can't leave Heatherton. He has a great future there. A great future.
He most certainly can't.
But he most certainly has. And I did everything I possibly could to make him change his mind. I'll ignore his resignation any time he does change his mind. So I came to you, hoping...
Hoping that I could make him change his mind. Dr. Weston, I'll certainly try, but... What makes you think that I had anything to do with his resignation?
He's leaving to be nearer you.
Nearer me? Oh, how can he be so stupid?
I didn't intend to tell you that. But I think it's just as well that I did. You see, Joel has some rather serious doubts that he can hold on to you as, well, as more than a friend if he's in Heatherton so much of the time.
I see.
And if you could honestly persuade him...
Dr. Weston, I'm not sure enough of myself to tell Joel that I will or will not do anything. Or feel a certain way about him and be honest about it. That is what you mean, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I meant. No, I wouldn't want you to lie to him one way or the other. But I wish you could impress upon him the seriousness of his leaving Heatherton.
I certainly will do all I can, Dr. Weston. You can be sure of that, because I definitely don't want Joel to throw away his life because of me. No one in the world is worth that, and I'm most certainly not.
I like that.
Good heavens, who slammed the door?
She had... Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Gibbsy, I did.
Freddy, what's the matter with you? You look as though you're mad at the world.
No, just a couple of people in it. Myself, most of all.
Oh, what makes you hate yourself?
The jams I get into. People I know.
I like that. I'm one of the people you know.
Well, I mean one people in particular. One Helen Burroughs, to be exact.
Look, Freddie, you mustn't get upset about her even before she's here.
What I'm upset about is that she's going to be here, and sometime this week, too. Hey, look, just found a postcard from her in the mailbox as I came in.
Oh, she's going to be here this week, is she?
Yeah, sure she is. And I guess the fireworks are going to start.
Oh, Freddie, stop. You can't be sure of that.
Listen, Gibbsy, I tell you, there'll be things going off around here so often and so much that you're going to think that every day of the year is the 4th of July.
Oh, you're crazy.
Am I?
Yes, you are. It won't be as bad as that.
Well, I don't know, Gibbsy. Whenever that girl comes around and wherever she is, there's trouble. I don't know why I let Nora talk me into letting her come back here at all.
Well, I can tell you why, because Nora and I are convinced that when she's here this time, she won't cause trouble.
No?
No.
Just wish that you and Nora were right. But you're not, Gibbsy. Look, when Helen gets here, there's going to be trouble, and there's going to be plenty of trouble. And the worst part of it is that I'll probably cause most of it.
So, Helen Burroughs will be back in Rossville this week, and Freddie is sure there's going to be trouble. Why? And will Penny be able to talk Joel into keeping his job at Heatherton Hospital? And just what is the significance of Penny's enthusiasm over the return of Johnny Keith? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. What a delicious treat when you serve Kroger tender raised steak. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tenderay method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Buy Kroger Tenderay beef soon and notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, when it's Kroger Tenderay beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. But ladies, discover for yourself the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tenderay beef, and learn for yourself that the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and order a Kroger Tenderay beef steak or roast. Treat yourself and your family to the finest beef value in town. Remember, Kroger Tenderay, the beef that's always fresh, always tender, is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for the next exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.